Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Star Keepers, an Elevation Church Kids podcast. Make sure to check out the show notes because we've got some questions for your family to answer together related to the topic of today's episode. See you on the other side. Previously on Adventures of the Star Keepers.
Feels like the ground is shaking. Are there ever any earthquakes around here?
No, never.
My bracelet's going crazy.
The ground is collapsing. We need to go. Run! Run, run, run!
This way!
We've lost the path.
We'll figure that out later, Dex. Come on.
We're not gonna make it.
Oh, yes, we are. I was hoping we wouldn't have to use this so soon. But here goes.
Glider wings? You're telling me that backpack was a glider all along and we've been walking everywhere?
It only has enough power for a few minutes. Here, grab onto me.
Okay.
Gotcha. Ah!
Oh my gosh.
We're flying. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. We're flying. This glider is genius. You have to show me how it works. When we get back home, I want to upgrade Sam with one of these.
Who's Sam?
Our friend. He's a robot. Look, I think the earthquake has stopped. We should be safe to go down now.
Ma'am, for the last time, we need to fly back down. My jet wasn't meant to carry two people. And you're starting to get quite heavy.
I heard that. Just a little farther. Otherwise, we'll lose the trail of these wretched children.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Any idea where we are?
Something is messing with my sensors. Must be the magnetic pull of the sanctuary.
Great. So we're lost and we have no idea what happened out there. First the earthquake, then my bracelet goes crazy. What the heck is going on?
The sanctuary must have triggered it. Maybe it knows the portal stars are close?
I think River's right.
Darius, you know this place better than anyone. Where should we head now?
The sanctuary is on high ground, so we just need to make sure we're going up.
Yay! Wandering around uphill in a dark jungle with no sleep after the smallest meal of my life. My favorite!
That's the spirit.
Of course.
Looks like we'll need to climb.
That's a mountain, as in slippery rocks in the rain, in the dark river.
Hey guys, look over here.
A staircase. Much better. Let's go.
Hold up a second. There's something written here, on the stone.
Stairs may seem the better way, but climbing the rocks is far more safe. Have the discipline to see it through, or laziness will be your doom.
Okay.
It says, laziness will be your doom. I think that means sticking it out and climbing the rocks instead of taking the stairs is what we need to do.
Oh, come on. We can't climb this mountain in the pouring rain.
I think we need to try.
I don't know. I think I agree with Dex. The stairs will be faster anyway, and we need to hurry.
I don't think they will. It says we need to have discipline.
All right. Mountain, here we come.
Ha Look, Vincent, I found a staircase. I bet those children missed it completely, and they're probably climbing those sharp rocks. Now we can take this staircase, beat them to the top, and I can begin my supreme reign over all of my robot subjects.
There's something written on the rock here.
Oh, who cares? Are you even listening to me?
Yes. Something about stairs and robot subjects. I'm trying to read what this...
Start climbing those stairs, or I will turn you into a refrigerator!
Wait, would that mean I wouldn't have to wash your smelly clothes anymore?
Get moving!
Don't fall behind!
I'm with you.
I'm working on it.
Hey guys, the storm, it's letting up.
Hey, look at that. I can see the easy path from here. Maybe we climb over to it. My arms are getting tired. What do you guys think?
I say we take the easy path. It'll get us there sooner, and that's what matters.
No, guys, you saw the warning. Sometimes the easy path isn't the right path.
Do you guys feel that?
Oh no! Rock slide! Oh my gosh, that was way too close.
They went right past us. But it looks like they hit the stairs.
Whoa. We would have been pancakes if we'd have been on the stairs.
Still want to go that way?
Nope, I'm good. Wouldn't want to be down there when more rocks come.
We may have gotten off to a rocky start on this cursed planet, but I think we finally got some luck. The storm is even clearing.
Maybe, but I hardly think we're out of danger.
Oh, hush, you don't know anything.
I'm only saying things rarely go our way.
Well, that changes today. Today we march up this mountain and into glory. Today we... That's just a few pebbles. I'm sure that's all.
You were saying?
I was saying to run, Vincent, run!
You know, this climb isn't too bad.
It's definitely tough, but it could be worse.
Speak for yourselves. I'm exhausted, and I smell. And before you say anything, I'm downwind, and you guys smell too. After this, can we visit a planet that has a shower, maybe a soap planet? I think I've hit my limit of hot jungle planets for a while.
Whoa! That was close. Be careful up here, guys. Some of these stones are loose.
Will do.
Oh, no.
Climb, Tex, climb!
I'm doing the best I can! Almost... there! I'm slipping!
Tex!
Oh, no, you don't! Gotcha!
Phew. That was a close one. So, what is it you were saying about this being an easy climb?
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, me neither. Very difficult climb.
That's what I thought.
I see the top! We're almost there!
What was that?
It looks like a pterodactyl.
A pterowaddle?
You know, those big flying dinosaurs.
Well, whatever it looks like it's going towards the stairs. And it looks angry. I feel bad for anyone who gets in that thing's way.
Get off of me, you good-for-nothing piece of scrap metal!
I think what you meant to say was thank you. Thank you for saving me from the falling rocks, my dear Benson.
Oh, please. You should just be grateful I built you at all. Ugh, I hate birds. They're always singing a happy song, flying all around free, terrible creatures.
I don't think that's a bird, ma'am.
Of course it's just a bird. What else do you think it would be, a flying dinosaur?
Must I do everything? Although, this really is rather peaceful. Not being yelled at.
I think I just saw the pterodactyl grab something.
It sounded like a high-pitched weasel.
Pick up the pace, you two. We're almost there. Here we are, the top of the mountain. How is everybody? Ready to keep moving?
Maybe we could rest for a second? I'm definitely going to be sore tomorrow.
I think I'm gonna be sore forever.
Better than being a pterodactyl snack.
You got that right. And you were right about climbing the mountain. The hard path was the right one. Phew, I need to sit down.
No sitting. We need to keep moving. We're so close. We can't stop now.
And we'll be there soon, Darius. I don't see why we can't take a second to, you know, breathe.
We can breathe on the way. Come on.
We're here. Look at this place. It's like it was carved out of a giant rock. I can't believe we actually made it.
I know. We can finally bring the portal stars together.
So, do we just knock?
Oh, or maybe it'll just hear me and let us in. That's not creepy at all.
Whoa.
This place is massive!
Hello. Welcome to the sanctuary. How can I help you?
This is so cool! Look at all these machines! I feel like I'm in the Batcave.
Do you think you can contact Sam through your bracelet?
Good thinking. Sam, are you there? Sam? Come in, Sam. Do you read me?
I read you loud and clear, Dex.
Great. We're in the Sanctuary of the Heart, Sam. I'm putting River on.
Hey, Sam. We think there may be a way to save mine and Darius' old universe when we reform the heart of the universe. Can you run a few simulations to see if it will work?
If it will work? No matter the chance, we need to do this. We have to try.
I agree. But Sam can help us do that.
River?
Yeah, Sam. What'd you find?
If my calculations are correct, and they're always correct, we can save your old universe.
I knew it.
But it seems that restoring that universe may cause the collapse of this one.
And that means...
It means that if we bring back the other universe, this one could be destroyed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. Don't forget to take a look at the show notes for questions for your family to answer together. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers.